Ambitious and expensive, the latest plan for Wichita's River Corridor.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to The Range, stories about where we live and the people who live here. I'm Tom Schein. The new downtown development plan was unveiled this week. We talk with one of the people behind it. And we bring you a love story from an unlikely place, the bus stop. But first, let's get down to business with these headlines. If there was any positive news out of the layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems last week, and granted there's not much, it's this. The commercial airline industry is still fundamentally sound. Boeing forecasts a nearly $7 trillion market for commercial airplanes over the next 20 years. Of course, until the 737 MAX problem gets fixed, that's of little consolation to laid-off workers in Wichita. How about some positive aviation news? Textron Aviation recently delivered its first Cessna Citation Longitude to NetJets. The shared jet company in Ohio plans to buy up to 175 Longitudes, which is Textron's newest business jet. NetJets operates a fleet that includes hundreds of Cessna business jets, making it an important player in Wichita's aviation industry. The U.S. and China made progress this week on ending their two-year trade war, signing the first phase of a new agreement. Why should you care? Because Kansas exported $650 million in goods to China in 2018. Everything from grain to meat to aircraft parts. China matters. After 9 months of public meetings, surveys, walking tours, and a shipping container lounge, we finally have white smoke on the new Riverfront Master Plan. The billion-dollar project includes a new performing arts center, lots of green space, and no Century 2. I sat down with Coalition Board Member Daryl Kelly to talk about the plan and why he says the city needs to move forward now.
I want to see this community grow. I have three young kids that all they know is Wichita. And so I want them to be able to stay here because they want to, because there are jobs here, because there are great quality of life and amenities here. And so we can't put this off any longer. We have to act now.
My guess is we've not heard the last from the Save the Century 2 folks. What would you say to them?
All the information, data, analysis that has been done has shown that we're status quo right now. And that's unacceptable because we deserve better. So we want to lean into this conversation and push it to a point because we've done the studies and the research has not changed.
We're about a week out from layoffs at Spirit. There's still the possibility of more to come there. Is this the best time to move forward on a really ambitious and expensive project downtown?
We definitely empathize and feel for all the folks that are affected by Spirit, not just the folks that were laid off, but folks down the pipeline who, you know, retailers and restaurants and all that such. But I think this is the time to lean in. We have to continue to think of ways to diversify our economy. And we're talking about this plan is 15, 20 years down the road. So we can't wait until all the cards are just right on the table for us to act and move. So I think this is the time to lean in and press forward.
For an extended version of my conversation with Daryl Kelly and details on the Riverfront Development Plan, go to KMUW.org. Thousands of people in Wichita ride the bus every day. En route is where they get to share their stories. Today, Beth Goulet brings us a Wichita couple keeping chivalry alive on Route 21.
My conversation on the bus today is with Sylvia and Sam. I'd noticed that Sylvia would ride the same bus daily without fail. Same route, same time.
Ever since I've been here, I've been riding the bus. I've really never had a vehicle that worked long enough to say that I haven't ridden the bus. So I've been here, 15 years, 18 years? I've been riding the bus. So I still have to take two buses, to get to work and two buses to get home.
Having a regular bus schedule is not something remarkable. Many people do. But what captured my attention was when I noticed that, without fail, somebody waited for Sylvia at her stop.
That gentleman is Samuel. That is my spouse. And we have been together since 96. We married in 2000. Then I arrived here in 2001 after we married. And he's crazy. I think maybe both of us were a little bit, you know, crazy. I'd say he's been doing that for maybe 6 years, because when we first started, he was going one way and I'm going another. We were like on different schedules and stuff like that. And so he didn't always do it. But now that, you know, his schedule is pretty much mine, he's always looking after me, you know, or looking out for me. I appreciate that.
I got off the bus with Sylvia so I could meet Sam and visit with them on their walk home.
Since we got married, we had a couple of cars, and I hate leaving town or going on a work assignment and not knowing that she got home okay on the bus or whatever over there.
Sam had just finished preparing dinner for the two of them, but he talked to me anyway.
I noticed you when you were picking up Sylvia from the bus stop and you were walking her home.
You did.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 20 years now. When we first got to Wichita, we got married in Las Vegas in 2000. When we came to Wichita, it just seemed like the thing to do. So, yeah, I pick her up from the bus every day.
And why do you do it?
No, she's like the only person I know. I'm serious.
I left then to catch my own bus home, and through some unspoken agreement between the two of them, it was a given that Sam would walk me to the bus stop.
A lot of that. And I've heard that chivalry is not dead.
From Route 21, I'm Beth Goulet.
Routine, you know, something I'll do.
Beth Goulet brings us en route every month on the range.
I work agency and sporadically, so it gives us a time.
And one last thing. As Wichita embarks on another plan for the Downtown River Corridor, it's worth remembering the plan put forward in 1991 by a group led by developer Jack DeBoer. It included an amusement park, sports arena, outdoor amphitheater, restaurants, a marina, a new hotel, and, who can forget this, a 299-foot-tall keeper of the plains. Now that was a plan. Thanks for joining us for the first episode of The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here. The Range is produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Bisaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our theme music was composed by Torn Anderson. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMEW, NPR for Wichita.